Okay, in keeping with our Western flair today, Mr. Tyser went to Oklahoma State University as an undergraduate and then went to SMU for his law school work. His practice deals with insurance coverage claims, Texas insurance code, and litigation. And, you know, in my experience, it's good to have a friend that knows what the policies actually say. And I'm not trying to interrupt Mark's practice with a bunch of phone calls. I am trying to get him invited to various holiday parties, you know, because he can answer your questions. I will also say that I think, while I've got to rush back to the office and answer interrogatories this afternoon, most of the guys that know what the insurance policies actually say that I used to call are all playing golf at Las Campanas outside of Santa Fe or someplace, you know. But anyway, Mark Tyser is talking to us today about Stowers, Soriano, and dealing with policy limits. Mark.
Well, good Friday morning to everybody. I noticed last night they were generous with me and gave me 45 minutes, I believe, instead of 30. But I am going to try to do my presentation, so give you time back because I know it's Friday. And probably one of the last things you guys want to do is sit at a seminar, of course, at 102 degrees outside. Probably not more to do anyway. We're going to talk about Stowers. I don't know why I got Soriano in there, but we're going to talk about Stowers. We can talk about some Soriano. People have questions, but I'm going to talk about Stowers. And I'm just curious, how many of you all think you really know how to write a valid and enforceable Stowers letter? Seriously. Raise your hand if you think you're just very confident, okay? And how many of you think that you might know what you're talking about, but you're not sure? Okay. Well, hopefully we're going to deal with that and go through that, and you're going to be a lot more confident after this paper. Whoops, wrong way. First thing we're going to talk about is the premises of Stowers. And what I'm going to talk about primarily is common law Stowers. That's the negligence standard. We can talk a little bit about statutory Stowers under 541, which is a different cause of action, is a different standard with the same elements. But by and large, I'm going to talk about common law Stowers. And the premise of common law Stowers is control. Control, control, control. Now, what do I mean by that term? Here's what I mean. Stowers was developed and emanates from an insurer's exclusive or near exclusive control over litigation and the duty to defend, and also and primarily the duty to indemnify, that they have control over settlement. So under those circumstances, the law has imposed a negligence standard, what a reasonably prudent insurer would do under the same or similar circumstances. Kind of dumbing that down. They control indemnity. But the other aspect of Stowers that people forget about is control of the limits. And when somebody makes a demand, and let's say it's $5 million and there's three policies, you simply cannot make a demand globally, say, to State Farm, Farmers, and Allstate for the $5 million in aggregate demand. It doesn't work that way, because no single insurer could fulfill that demand. And just keep that in mind. Everything about Stowers is about control. Control of the indemnity and control of the limits. Okay? The three C's, and if you learn anything about my paper today in Stowers, This is what I'd say you should remember.